Pour une 18e année consécutive, le Télébertas fait son retour au Rogers Place d'Edmonton le 7 décembre prochain lors d'un match des Oil Kings d'Edmonton dans la Western Hockey League. Kevin Radomski, directeur des opérations commerciales chez les Oil Kings, explique que les festivités débutent dès le premier but des Oil Kings.
What I can tell you is for the Edmonton Oil Kings, it's the biggest game of the year. Our teddy bear toss is nothing else like it on the entire year. When we score our very first goal on Sunday, December the 7th, fans are invited to rain down, to throw down stuffed animals from every seat in the building. And what happens is those all go on the ice and they get collected, sorted, and donated by Santa's Anonymous to the kids in the greater Edmonton area. I promise you, if you've never been here live, there's no photos, there's no video, nothing does it justice. What thousands of bears raining down onto the ice look like. It's a one-of-a-kind event.
Cet événement s'accompagne d'un chandail spécial. Le design unique de ce chandail a été inspiré par les symboles importants de la ville d'Edmonton.
Absolutely. Like one of the funnest things about the Teddy Bear Toss is the jersey that we're going to wear. So to your point, our players are wearing a special jersey for the entire game. And if you haven't seen the jersey, whether it was on social media or in the media, we did a press conference last week, we unveiled the jersey. It's hyper Edmonton, meaning that it has lots of local landmarks from the greater Edmonton area, including the building we play in, Rogers Place, including the legislative grounds. And if you are from Edmonton, we have a pile of silver balls adorning the entrance from Fox Drive onto the White Mud, the Talus Domes. They're on there, as well as like the Art Gallery of Alberta, the Mouttart Conservatory, the Walterdale Bridge. And it's all done almost in like a Peanuts Charles Schultz kind of a theme.
Les chandails faits uniquement pour l'événement seront mis aux enchères par l'équipe afin de remettre les fonds à l'organisme Santa Anonymous.
The families are our number one audience. And so when our players are done playing, those jerseys are going to be auctioned and raffled off with all of the money also supporting Santa's Anonymous. If you are lucky enough to win one of those jerseys, the players will actually come out after the game. So all the people that have won them, they take them right off their back and they sign them and give them to the lucky fans. It's a tradition that we're very, very proud of. And to tell you the truth, The jersey, my team here at the Oil Kings, we are so blessed that we have an amazing creative team here. We gave them an idea and we said, this is what we'd like to see. And not surprising to us, the creative team came back with something that was unlike anything we've ever done in our 18-year history of doing this beautiful event.
Avec plus de 15 458 ours en peluche lancés l'an dernier lors de la 17e édition, le directeur des opérations commerciales des Oil Kings souligne que les membres de Santa's Anonymous et les joueurs des Oil Kings mettent la main à la pâte pour ramasser les peluches sur la glace après le premier but des Oil Kings.
Absolutely. And it's a huge number. So the charity Santa's Anonymous is servicing 20,000 children in the greater Edmonton area. So that to say that our fans helped donate 15,000 plus bears last year, and that's exactly right. If you're already attending the game, we'll ask, please bring a new stuffed animal. It doesn't have to be a bear. We call it a teddy bear toss, but it can be any stuffed animal that's new. If you can, bring multiple, because there's so many people in our community that need that support at a very special time of year. And we've been working with Santa's Anonymous since day one. This is now year 18 with them. They have their volunteers that are on the ice. So after we score the goal, their volunteers hit the ice almost like Santa's elves. And then our players also help collect all these bears.
Monsieur Radomski explique qu'après avoir collecté tous les toutous, un processus très important est lancé, le décompte et le transport des toutous vers le lieu des Santa's Anonymous.
We bring them backstage at Rogers Place. We quickly bag them. We count them. We'll have a count that night. And there's a truck that will take them directly to the Santa's warehouse on the north side of Edmonton. And the next morning, on Monday morning, they start being sorted and ready to head out the door. Like, I've never been to the North Pole, but I can tell you that this is as close to the North Pole magic as you're going to get, because we're so lucky that we have a charity group like Santa's Anonymous here in town that's helping those in need. And these are our friends and our neighbors. These are people that need just that extra little help at a special time of year. And what a great idea for the Edmonton Oil Kings to be part of that, because we love being part of our community.
Kevin Radomski affirme que l'organisation de hockey junior se dit privilégiée de jouer dans la ville d'Edmonton et au Rogers Place et souligne à quel point les partisans ont réussi à créer un impact important grâce à cet événement auprès des communautés les plus démunies.
And we do. We hear stories of families that are going through a hard time, whether it's from food drives or teddy bear tosses or coat drives. We try and help those that need a hand right now because we're lucky. We're lucky that we get to call Edmonton home. And we do. We get stories from families that said, you know what, it might seem like nothing, but the bear that we received from the teddy bear toss was the only thing that my son, daughter, my child received that year. But without that support from Santa's Anonymous and from the great fans of the Edmonton Oilers, it wouldn't have had anything.
Pour connaître tous les détails du Teddy Bear Toss qui aura lieu lors du match du 7 décembre au Rogers Place d'Edmonton entre les Oil Kings et les Raiders de Prince Albert à partir de 4h p.m., consultez le site web des Oil Kings d'Edmonton. Pour en savoir plus sur Santa's Anonymous, rendez-vous sur santasanonymous.ca. Localement, pour venir en aide à votre prochain et soutenir des familles dans le besoin, vous pouvez faire un don auprès de Waskayou Food Bank, de Lac Labiche, Lakeland Shelters, Hope Closet ou Stone Soup Food Center. Zach Langlois, Boreal FM pour l'IJL.